It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From the Associated Press, UK Parliament approves Rwanda deportation bill, ending weeks of legislative stalemate. Following months of unsuccessful attempts by British Prime Minister Sunak to kick off a program that would allow the government to send some migrants to the UK to Rwanda, the House of Lords dropped its proposed amendments to the policy and recognized the House of Commons' primacy in the matter, which has allowed the bill to move forward. This deal has been in the works in some form for about 2 years, and would allow the British government to deport some migrants who enter the country illegally to Rwanda as a means of deterring future illegal entrants. This new legislation was formulated in response to a Supreme Court ruling on an earlier iteration of the bill, which said it's illegal to deport migrants in this way because the government cannot guarantee the safety of the people shipped off to Rwanda. A new treaty with the Rwandan government would seem to address these concerns, and now that the House of Lords has removed itself as a barrier, lawsuits brought by migrants are the last remaining threat to this policy. From Barron's, H5N1 strain of bird flu found in milk. The World Health Organization has announced that very high concentrations of the H5N1 bird flu virus strain have been detected in raw milk in the U.S., but that pasteurization kills the virus, so the vast majority of milk sold in stores, even from dairies that have been impacted by bird flu in recent months, is safe to drink. This announcement arrives shortly after news that all sorts of mammals in the U.S. have been confirmed infected by H5N1, and that a dairy farm worker in Texas caught the disease after being exposed to infected cattle. There's no evidence so far that H5N1 is transmissible between humans, but any new vector for spreading this sort of disease, which is incredibly deadly in its bird and mammalian hosts, is concerning, and the relevant agencies are on high alert regarding this pathogen right now. And from Axios, NYPD arrests Gaza war protesters at NYU in fresh U.S. campus flashpoint. Multiple people have been arrested by police following protests at NYU's campus Monday night, which follows similar protests and arrests at campuses across the U.S., including Yale and Columbia University. Most of these protests are focused on Israel's ongoing invasion of the Gaza Strip, and protesters are generally demanding that their schools divest from weapons manufacturers and Israel-based entities that might be funding or otherwise supporting this invasion. There have been accusations of anti-Semitic language and attacks at and around some of these protests. There have also been concerns that non-students have mixed in with student protesters to co-opt these events and in some cases tilt them toward extreme language or small acts of violence. And many teachers and students have criticized the folks running these universities for calling the police to break up these protests, in some cases punishing students for protesting, even to the point of booting them from the university, all of which has created a firestorm of accusations and anger and the emergence of more protests at these and other educational institutions. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.